Good evening.
Hey, Malcolm. Carla. Is that you, Malcolm?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute. I'm a little better today, but I'm still coughing. When I start coughing, I can't. It's, you know, hard to stop.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
right.
I'm gonna mute.
Okay.
Good evening, all both of you, and anybody else who hasn't identified themselves.
Good evening.
We're in Crescent Group. Hello, Brian. We're in Pursuit 243 of Section 25 of the Parsha Lech Lecha from the Sulam Commentary of the Zohar. I'll start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkin te bit hiluur himud hiluud hiluur himud. Liyaka Lashem yud hei bubav hei. Yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehino amadunai Eloheinu alein ma'asei yadenu konenei alein ma'asei yadenu konenehu. Pasuk 243. Baruch Avram raza demila tikuna debir kan. He who Baruch Avram Imad Yamrinan Baruch Ata Ve'el Elyon Hashem Elokeinu Konei Shamayim V'yaretz Melech Ha'olam V'haikera Raza Divir Kam Ihu v'yavayevarachehu mitata le'ela u'baruch el elyon me'ela le'tata v'yiten lo ma'aser mikol itzaberha v'yatar dikshura Itkashar letata. The translation. The translation is, blessed be Avram. The secret behind this is that this blessing contains the meditations that we are to have whenever we say a blessing. Blessed be Avram is similar to the words, blessed are you, which we recite in every blessing of the Most High El, which appears here, is similar to what we recite in every blessing, Hashem Ar Elohim. The possessor of heaven and earth is similar to what we recite in every blessing, the king of the world. So this phrase is the secret of all the blessings. And be blessed him, and he blessed him, and said, blessed be Avram, which is the direction of the meditation from below upward. Blessed be the Most High El, who had delivered the enemies to your hands, is the direction of the meditation from above downward. And he gave him a tithe for everything. Means that he gave the Nukva a tithe in order to be attached to that place where the tie has been made with the world below. This is the secret of Malchut, which finishes the illumination of the Nukva, so as not to give hold to the externals, as the secret of the tithe is the conclusion of her illumination. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlag's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. This pasuk requires an hour class to explain. Listen to the recording handout for the standard words of blessing. Contemplate this pasuk and how it relates to this blessing, to this lesson on blessing. Realize to bless requires tithing. Then implement your new understandings in your life. Questions, comments, thoughts.
Are we talking about when Abraham and Shem, when the tithing after the conquering of the kings, destroying the four kings, are we talking about that time period of the tithing?
Well, yes. The parasha of Lech Lecha includes that discussion of tithing that Abraham had defeated the kings, and he was now owner of all of their material. And Abraham did not tithe. He did not accept the ownership. So he didn't have to tithe. But that is what is being talked about.
Right, because he gave the spoils to the his army, per se, right? And he gave...
Correct.
Did he give a tithe to Shem, or did Shem give the bread and wine to Abraham? I can never remember which was which.
Are you doing fine tonight? Abraham is connected to Chesed. And when Lot was captured by the kings, he went after the kings and defeated them. And so he inherited, he won all of the possessions of the kings. And so Melchizedek had offered it to him, but he had declined. But there's more to this pasuk, because it's talking about how do you meditate or when you say a blessing. What is your consciousness as you say each word of the blessing? I have taught that class. If you do a search in the local Yeshem web search, you'll find that I have done a class on blessings, and it's worth listening to because it gives you an explanation of what your consciousness is at each word that you would say.
And I assume all the blessings are channeled through the right, to the right side, to the...
That's correct.
Righteous. That's okay.
I'll go on to 244.
All right.
Adahawo Aslay, Ki Arabaho Rabi Esa, Behad Yudai Bahadeya, Behawa Amar Habu Yudai, the David Elecha Hashem Nashi. Esal David, Uki Amai Lakatid, Mizmor David, Ole David, Mizmor. The translation. As they were walking, they met Rabbi Yehuda, and a Jew who was with him. The Jew quoted the verse of David, "To you, Hashem, do I lift up my soul." And he asked, "Why is it written of David rather than a psalm of David, or to David a psalm?" My commentary, the question is a good one, and makes the pasuk clear as to what is written. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it was David's consciousness at that moment. So it was David that was lifting up his prayers. And he was seeking guidance. I assume that's why it was about David, not a song of David or a psalm.
No, it's actually about the psalms.
Okay.
It's an introductory verse going to a different subject, but it's essentially asking the question. Why is it written of David? This verse 1 of chapter 25 of Psalms. And it's written of David. It doesn't use the word Tehillim or a Psalm of David. Or it doesn't use the word Tehillim anywhere in the verse, anywhere in the poem, in the Psalm. And so that's the question that's being asked. And it's a transition verse, because unless you go and have memorized the psalm, you probably wouldn't even be aware that it's missing the word Tehillim.
True. I'd have to go back and reread.
Correct. And we do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go on to verse 245, because that's where we will find some continuation of the question. Ela begin dar geya ka amar le David tushvachta de amar beginea. Elecha nafshi esa, Elecha Hashem, ve'ela nafshi, ma nafshi da David, dargat kadma'a, dika amaran, esa asalek, kida esa, Einei el ha'arim, begin de kol yomo, de David hawa, mishtadel l'salka, virgeya. Le'it atra le'ela, ulit kashra, Kaman b'kishura shalim ki tayaot. The translation. He answers, it is written of David because it was meant for his own grade, and the praise that he recited was for his own sake. To you, Hashem, do I lift up my soul, means, to you, Hashem, upward, my soul, the nefesh, who is meant by thy, my nefesh, David is meant. David is the first grade, as we have stated. Namely, he is Malchut, which is the first grade from below upward. Do I lift up means to elevate, as it is written. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Because during his entire life, David was always striving to raise his grade to that of Bina. To adorn it by Bina above, and to attach it there in a true and everlasting bond, as it should properly be. My commentary. With Rabbi Ashlan's comments, this pasuk is clear as written. Nothing else need be said. This is the interim goal that brings Mashiach. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I guess he's kind of like Abraham was the first to seek the one God, the creator of all the universe, and where David was also sort of like the first of Malkut that knew there was a creator. He was trying to get closer to the creator.
Yeah, but something didn't happen when they tried to get close. They got further apart. And that's why, as soon as we can, we need to appreciate and thank someone who's done something for us. We shouldn't delay that thanking.
Right.
And we need to constantly strive to elevate.
True.
The lesson in the pasuk is that David, King David, was always striving to raise his grade. He was trying to always move Malchut up to the level of Bina.
Mm-hmm. And he succeeded, correct?
Yes, he succeeded most often.
Mm-hmm. It's you fall in, you fall out. You know, it's just the constant climbing and falling back down. But he kept getting higher each time he climbed or raised his grade, per se. Of course, his son, just like you said, his son, you have to appreciate the ones that preceded us in establishing that grade. And so Solomon, his son, reaped the benefits of that as well. And he somewhat finished some of David's elevation with the temple. Excuse me?
I said what you're saying is very well said.
Yeah. So it seems like
excuse me, I thought you were finished.
I am finished.
I think because he knew how to praise, you know, with the musical instrument and out in the fields, And I think when you have that kind of heart, it helps you elevate to Bina.
That's very true. We've got a few more minutes, but I don't think we finished the next verse, so let's close the class here.
Okay.
So you all have a good evening, and we'll speak soon.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.